You can all feel it. You can see it. And you hear about it wherever you go now. We live in dead America. How do we reconcile the wrongs in America? I'm Ed Waters, and I'm your host of Dead America. Join me as we dive deep into the great divides, the misunderstandings, and confusion that plagues us here in Dead America. Let's have us a look. Welcome to this week's episode of Dead America. You know, it's the day after Memorial Day, and it inspired a lot of thought. So that's why I chose to do Breaking Chains because of 56. A lot of people are not aware there are 56 individuals that signed the Declaration of Independence. It started the course of action needed to part ways with Great Britain and form a more perfect union here in the United States of America. And a lot of people are not aware of what happened to the individuals, these 56, that signed the Declaration of Independence. Have you ever wondered what happened to the 56 men who signed the Declaration of Independence? Five signers were captured by the British as traitors and tortured before they died. 12 of them had their homes ransacked and burned. 2 of them lost sons serving in the Revolutionary Army. Another had 2 sons captured. 9 of the 56 fought and died from wounds or hardships of the Revolutionary War. They signed and they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. What kind of men were they? 24 were lawyers and jurists. 11 were merchants. 9 were farmers and large plantation owners. Men of means, well-educated, but they signed the Declaration of Independence, knowing full well that the penalty would be death if they were captured. Wow, that's remarkable to even think about. Do you know about James Wilson? What about George Walton? Richard Stockton, Benjamin Rush. A lot of people know about Benjamin Rush. A lot of these men, they were forgotten about. But yet, by signing the Declaration of Independence, what did they do? And what was it for? And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. That's remarkable. You don't hear of that today. We've lost men of that stature. that character, the willingness just to provide for the next generation, posterity. No, it's all about the iPhone, the me period in the world today. And it's unfortunate. That's why sometimes it's good to look back. There's 56 individuals that made it possible for you to break chains today. Yet, what are we doing? We're setting by and leisurely watching as oppressors chain the nation down. These men with honor, they pledged everything to give us the fortunes, the riches that we consume today. And yet nobody takes the time to understand who William Packer is, Thomas Stone, George Reed, Oliver Wilcott. These men, they came together to form what we know as the United States of America. And they fought hard, bitterly, with pen and tongue, to make your privileged lifestyle today possible. Before these men, the structure was of kingships, monarchs, tyrants, conquerors that would take what they want. Yet nobody looks back to see what happened on that remarkable day when the Declaration of Independence was signed. Actually, did you know that, only two people signed the Declaration of Independence on July 4th. John Hancock and Charles Thompson. Most of the rest signed on August 2nd. But the last signature wasn't until 5 years later. It's amazing what we don't know about our own country and the unwillingness to find out what it took for these men to make your life possible today. Able to walk down the street with your Slurpees and Big Gulps. Dressing how you feel, worshiping the God of your choice, and being able to have a podcast like the one you're listening to right now. Hopefully, you're listening to it on podcoin.com. With that being said, we really should understand there are ways liberty dies, and that's to forget what happened in the past. When we do not take the time to understand how we got to where we are today, you're bound to repeat the same mistakes. And these 56 men that signed the Declaration of Independence, they gave you freedom. They gave you the right to be who you are today. It's hard for a lot of people to really understand that, to encompass the full measure of what they did. But yet these men pledged everything, and not a one of us today has that fortitude within them, that stature. It's a sad thing, and I hope that you take time to really understand what was given to you by these men. Thomas Jefferson, Francis Lewis, George Clamer, Abraham Clark, Samuel Chase, Carter Braxton, Samuel Adams, John Adams, John Penn, a lot of men, 56 men signed the Declaration of Independence. Many, many, many more died for the reverent cause of your freedom. And yet we set back and we let traitors, we let harassers, we let procrastinators kill what these men created, what they brought forth on this world, freed so many from bondage. Yes, we have not been a perfect nation, but yet we seem to overcome these burdens because of the structure of government that these brilliant men fought so hard for. Your right to vote, your right to bear arms, your right to free speech. What a concept. So many years ago, people came together and they put together something that all men were created equal in their eyes. They did not agree at first on everything. And we still don't today. But we need to remember the resolve that it took to build what we enjoy today. It's wasting, it's withering, and we are depleting what so many died for. That's why today I took the time to really understand these 56 men that gives you the ability to break chains. Are you breaking chains today? I hope so. Because these men made it possible. They took away the impossible. You can be free. You've got to reach for it. You've got the ability. Dead America? Yeah, because you don't care. These men cared. 56 gave the pleasures that we enjoy today to us. And yet, they're forgotten. A lot of people have no idea of some of these names. Only 56. What is wrong with us? John Hart, Lyman Hall, Elbridge Gerry. You know, there's a lot of men that put time, effort, money, everything on the line. Some lost everything. It was all for you. And yet, are you using your freedoms properly? Are you letting others sway you like a weak tree that's going to blow over in the next wind? Study into your freedoms. Understand what they are. Robert Morse, Benjamin Rush, Benjamin Franklin, Francis Lewis, Samuel Adams, John Hancock, Thomas Hayward Jr. We have to dig in deep, understand why you have the freedoms you have today. You could be under monarch rule, but yet you enjoy a relaxed afternoon with a nice tea, sipping, enjoying the hot sun, possibly on a Caribbean beach somewhere, because you're an American. Where did your freedoms come from? Why have so many suffered and died and did so willingly so you could be what you are today? I hope you're being the best you can be and bringing something forward that is unique, creative, and most of all, worthy. Worthy. Your efforts matter in this world. You know, I've been thinking long and hard. How do you change the wrongs in America? How do you make things right? How do you set the course back into the direction that it needs to be? You do this through communication, ideas, getting together and talking. These men came together many, many, many times before war because they wanted to discuss their hardships. They wanted to find a peaceful resolve to the mannerisms that were being set forth to them. They took time to have patience. With patience came great value. They may not have experienced it, but you are. What these 56 men did for us is remarkable. They gave us the ability to break chains, bonds, steer the course of history back to the right course. Why? Because they gave us the freedom to be who we are. That's unique. You can't replace that. What you need to do is start cherishing what these men put together for you. Come together. Talk. Let's tell your story. That way, we can steer this ship back onto the right course. That's what Dead America is about. We want to make these things right. And it's going to take all of us. Climb on board. Get involved. And tell us your story. Why do you feel dead in America, left behind? What do you see in America that is wrong? If we don't understand it, we can't fix it. It takes all of us to come together and communicate. The beauty of podcasting. That's what we need to remember. There's always opportunity. Don't lay around and let it just slide away. It's up to you to change the course of this ship. Is it in the right direction right now? How many people are being forgotten, left behind because of greed, the inability to help others succeed? It's time to straighten up. It's time to unite. It is time to change the direction of America back to what these wonderful great men created for you. Breaking chains because of 56 men. I want you to go to Google and I want you to look up signers of the Declaration of Independence. And I want you to study what happened to these 56 incredible men that gave us what we enjoy today. With that being said, I hope you enjoyed this little spill of breaking chains because of 56. Share, like, and subscribe to the podcast. And get involved. I'd love to hear your story. On our website, deadamerica.website, you can find all of our information, how to get involved, how to get in contact with us, but most of all, how to get on the show and start helping steer this big ship in the right direction. I'm Ed Waters. I'm the host of Dead America, and I want to thank you for listening to me today. Enjoy your afternoon. Ed, Dead America, out.